From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Idaho has a new regional administrator for the U.S. Small Business Administration. Beto Yarcy has taken on the job of overseeing Region 10, which includes Idaho, Oregon, Alaska, and Washington. Yarcy launched his own business back in 2003 and says he knows the struggles that small businesses go through, and he wants to help others make their dreams of owning a small business come true as well. We are lucky enough to have Yarcy joining us now. I want to welcome you to the program.
Hello, good morning. I'm very excited to be here. I really appreciate for the kind introduction, and I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Well, Beto, it's so nice to have you on the program. Can you tell us a little bit about your background? Because we should start by the fact that you grew up in Mexico, correct?
That's correct. Yes, I'm originally from Mexico, from Guadalajara, which is the second largest city in the country in Mexico. And I was always in a very entrepreneurial family, and my grandparents are entrepreneurs, my parents are entrepreneurs, my siblings, myself. I started my own business at the age of 8, selling candy on my parents' porch. So that was kind of something really very amazing to have that experience. And I decided to immigrate to United States, to Seattle specifically, in 2003. With the idea of looking for opportunity to be myself as an individual, and looking really for as many immigrants looking for opportunities. And I still believe the United States is the country of opportunities. Mm.
So as you mentioned, you immigrated to the United States in 2003 to Seattle. And this is really when you launched a small business, correct? Can you talk to us a little bit about that business and you know, the process of taking on a small business?
Yes. Yeah, so as I always been very curious and very amazing about what small business is and entrepreneurship, I immigrate, I came here, I was working on the hospitality business in a restaurant as a busser. That was my first job. And then I became the waiter and then the manager of that restaurant. But at the same time, I was building my own business. So I started my own business with only $250, selling jewelry at a farmer's market. And I was able to do that kind of business planning, market research, and who is my competitor, because I have that kind of background. That was what I had. I went to university and college for a small business for my MBA. So I was able to kind of create all that, but it was very complex, even that I have all that background and expertise, mm-hmm. To navigate a new system, a new country, a new language, and new laws. But I was able to grow from that $250 business model that I had until I had a couple stores. And it was a time after 5 years that I have employed up to 20 employees. And for me, that was something that I'm very, very proud, and also always like to share with others, because as an immigrant and English as a second language and multiple other challenges, I was able to make it. And that's what we still call the American dream. And for me, that was what I call the American mm-hmm. dream, to reach to that success specifically for me.
You know, so many small businesses, whether they're in Idaho or other parts of the country, you know, are owned by many times immigrants, right? Many times, you know, underrepresented individuals. How does that play into the guidance that you hope to be giving people in this new role that you're in?
That's a great question. So even before I was appointed by President Biden to be the regional administrator for this region, I was the founder and the supporter of a Spanish program for individuals who want to start their own business. So based on my own knowledge and my own experience, I create this program, which it was a training program with access to training, technical assistant, coaching, incubation, access to capital, what I always call the cherry on the top, after you really learn what do you need to know about your small business, and also creating a business plan. I've been doing that for many, many years. So that's an organization that I work with for 15 years, and I was the CEO of that organization. The name is Ventures in Seattle. And based on your question, how I'm going to utilize that expertise, and really, how do we support those businesses who sometimes don't have access to opportunity or don't really understand how the system works, or even they don't really trust the government in this case. So for me, this is a great opportunity to be a connector between the Small Business Administration and build a trust between this amazing organization into those communities. And Administrator Guzman, who is our leader, she's very, very committed on customer service, but also on how do we do create more equity into the programs from the Small Business Administration. So I'm very proud, and it's very close to my values to on how do we do that. But at the same time, how do we serve everybody? How do we help everybody into connect the services the SBA offers into our community?
Well, and can you talk a little bit more about the need for equity? I mean, I think sometimes that gets lost in the conversation, but equity is critically important.
Yes, so again, I'm an immigrant myself. I have some privileges when I moved to the United States. One of them was education. One another one was I speak the language a little bit, so I was able to be resourceful. So equity is something that sometimes you come with some resources and sometimes you come with less or more. So for us, or for me, what I always see about equity is how do we you distribute resources based on what you are, where you are on that a spectrum of whatever you want to do. So for the Small Business Administration is really kind of doing an analysis and who needs the most support and who has been underserved or who also don't have access to the resources. How do we do an outreach program that help to get the resources that we offer into those communities? It could be a rural community, it could be a community that they identify by race or by color or by gender or by zip code. And so in that way is how do we build a more equitable community, a more equitable economy? Because if we do that, at the end of the day, everybody wins. Because when we move people out of poverty or when we move people out of the resources, everybody wins because we're uplifting those individuals who are challenging themselves about their economics. And that's something that I did in my previous career adventures. Basically, what we did it was how do we move people out of poverty by empowering them to start their own business? But that required a lot of technical assistance, training, coaching, as I mentioned before. So that's what I think I'm very excited about being part of a Small Business Administration because it's something that we can do through there. Equity lenses.
So I only have about 2 minutes left with you, but I really do want to chat a little bit more about that, right? Where people have ideas for business, and yet sometimes it's so difficult because of so many of the things that you just mentioned, right? To be able to even get to the step of owning a business. So with that said, what are you hoping to do for small business owners in Idaho, but even maybe for folks here in Idaho who are saying, well, I have an idea, but where do I go from here?
So yes, we have an amazing district office in Idaho. I'm pretty active team over there who is really doing great work. So for me, it's really continue supporting them and really encourage them of what do we need to do to reach to those communities who have not been served, or how do we hear that they have not been served, and how do we communicate what SBA does to those communities. And I'm someone who really learn from those experts. So the people who are on the field, the district office in Idaho, in Boise, are the experts. So how do I learn from them and what do they need in their community? And how do I elevate that into headquarters or even into the regions that I see in the other states? Because sharing best practices from other regions, it's a great way of don't reinvent the wheel, but also someone else already did that kind of work. So how do we learn from each other? So, and for me, it's been that leader who really kind of connect those dots and don't tell them what I need they need to do. They really are very experts, but also being a thoughtful partner on when they don't know what to do, how do we together change a process or create something new or being creative together. So that's kind of how I'm going to show up. And also being open book for the community that we're serving. I'm here to listen, and what is the need in the small business community, specifically in this in Idaho and beyond, on my all my region.
And very quickly, what does it mean for you to be in this role?
Well, I love it because I call it as a dream job. I've been very, very involved with the Small Business Administration as a borrower. I didn't talk about this, but I get access to the programs that SBA offered like 10 or 15 years ago as a couple of the loan programs that they offer. And it was very challenging to get access to it, but I was able to do it and grow my business with that capital. And as a lender, because the organization that I lead for 15 years, we were SBA lender and a CDFI, a Community Development Financial Institution. So for me, it's like I do understand our programs well as a outsider. So now as an insider, I think I can bring that kind of perspective to the SBA, to other leaders in the organization. And also being an opportunity for me to make more impact, to serve more communities, to do regional but also national impact together. So for me, it's such really, really something that I'm enjoying, and I'm looking forward to it. And I'm so humble and proud that the community put me in this position.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time today to talk with us. I really appreciate the conversation.
Oh, I really appreciate it, and thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for your audience for listening. And I'm here to support every small business. I'm here to continue growing our backbone of the economy.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.